We're going to finish up today with our sugya. And then if there's some time remaining, I'd like to discuss some of the inyanim of Achrei Mos Kedoshim in terms of Vachai Bahem and Lo Samad Al Dam Reyacha that, you know, again, on the one hand, are obvious, but certainly need to be restated in light of some of the current events. Not here, and really exceptions overall, but should be restated. Okay, so what we had pointed out yesterday was that our approach to Eretz Yisrael is as a makom hamitzvos, and as such, the dynamic tension in the halacha is to try to figure out, you know, how much one can relax the standard of living in Eretz Yisrael, whether or not one enumerates that as a specific mitzvah, Ramban, Chaim Cohen, Rambam, vis-a-vis other mitzvos. The pole on the spectrum being the shiltos. We saw the Rambam's view extensively yesterday of Asur Latzeis and then Daito Lachzor, and this halachic anomaly where generally, of course, Chamira Sakanasa Meisura, but we may be more prepared, at least at the level of Amidas Chasidus, to sacrifice Eretz Yisrael for mitzvos than we would for Ra'av. Something that the Ramban, we'll see, also maintained in the context of Avram Avinu, Vahira Av Ba'aretz, that Avram chata chet gadol bishkaga in abandoning Eretz Yisrael, and he should have, had the bitachon to stay there, for the sake of the divine command that was given him. As like a case in point, we looked at the tshuva of the Ma'bit, which we thought was very one-sided insofar as it, you know, takes a position, fine, of the Ramban, that there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but presents, you know, the countervailing factors as if, like, it's the equivalent of this week's parasha, Ish imo v'aviv tiro v'eshab sosai tishmaru ani Hashem, that it's Chil Shabbos, it's a violation of the Torah, whereas the truth is that there are other halachic factors. Kibud Aveim is a mitzvah chamura mina chamuros, shalom bayis, etc., which should and can be weighed, against Eretz Yisrael. And we saw that, the Rashi, depending on how you read it, but if you take, let's say, the reading that I endorse, which is that normally Kibud Aveim would be a very significant factor in evaluating Eretz Yisrael and leaving one's father behind, but Avram had a kind of a gzeras hakasov, Anus al pi adibor, quote unquote, and the Torah was very concerned about extrapolation on this basis, and certainly the way that Torah would be presented, and the foundation of the Jewish people would be presented as having been mazniach kibud avoim, so the Torah concealed this from the neophyte, right? If you're doing the math, if you're learning Torah well enough, then it won't be a problem for you because you'd understand the broader values of the Torah. So that basically is the nuts and bolts of our Mahalich. And now what we want to try to do is to try to bring that to its conclusion. We noted at the end yesterday, the Gemara in Brachos Davav, Ezra Baron, that says, right, Simchas Chasan Vekala, which I'd like to call, basically helping them build the foundation of their bias neman b'Yisrael, the komota elyonot will be their doing, but the yesod will very much be that mitzvah, is kilu bana achas michurvos Yerushalayim. So what do we try to say about that? Why does the Gemara make that specific comparison?
I think because the point is that it's like the similar idea of Eretz Yisrael is the whole point of it is to build up your mitzvos and spirituality and things like that. So it's like you're building it up.
Right, so that, in other words, that Gemara didn't hesitate to say that Binyan Eretz Yisrael and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael could be accomplished by solidifying Klal Yisrael, overall, and what better way to do that than by, building a bias Neman B'Yisrael and helping others to do so. So again, yet another Makor, which seems to challenge the Mabit's more narrow focus in his orientation towards the question. It's really just something that can't be decided in the Klali way, but has to be very carefully calibrated for the individual factors. Okay, so let's now begin the Ramban in this week's Sedra. So it's a very special Ramban to do right now in terms of the mechanism of Ikar Kol HaMitzvos Be'Eretz Yisrael. Again, the Ramban's assertion that Eretz Yisrael is the paradigmatic Makom HaMitzvos. I already summarized this Ramban in Bereishis, right? Gam Yitzias Minaretz Yishtaver LaBetchilim De'Arav Avon Asher Chata Ki Elohim Be'Rav Yiftenu Mimaves, confirming Rambam's reading of the Gemara Bava Basra Tzadi Aleph. Okay, so let's take a look at the Ramban in Acharei Mos, where he lays out his doctrine. Have a look. We welcome, by the way, Menachem back, Refuah Shleima. I know that things may have been delayed a little bit yesterday. Who has it here? Levi, please, go ahead. This is the Ramban in Acharei Mos. I see you're on the document here. Levi, you have it? Vatitma aretz, vafkod avon ala, vataki aretz? No? Ben Sion?
Sorry.
Okay. Hechmir akase barayos.
Hechmir akase barayos, avor arishit hitma behen, vissaki anafashos, haosos, vihine harayos, kovas hagok, vihin an fuyos barayos. About Soda Dabar, because of Sha'amar, Banchel Elion, Goyim, Bido Bene Adam, Yitab Gulos Adim, Kihila Kashamamo, the Inyan, Kiashema Nechwad, Bora Hako, the Shame Koa, his Tatnos, Belionim, Venasan Alco, Amba Ambartos, Goyem, Kofa, Mazel, Yadua Kasher, no doubt, but it's Dagninos. Avine Kide Sha'am Hayoshivar, the Pusha Sarai, Usuburobe, and Mithras, Leosem the Shmau, Lachan Barbashmar, Temeth, Bokugusai, Best Homish Batala, Sisam Osam, Bolosaki Estam Hara, the Luxem, the Amalachem, Attemptir Shu, Esad Maslem, Vani as Neno Lachem, Larashis, Larashes Ota, Ania Shamal Kechem, Asher Hugdalti Estam Abim, Ayomer. His Kira Hamolech Lakola Buddhara, Imizigur Narayos, Valkula Mamarkan, Altid Mupakolela, Kipoleo Nathwagayim, Visaki Aretz as Yoshvel. Bechena Mar, Pepasha Shnea, Vabilas Lemina Mimlios Li, Shehu Homer Isra Buddhara. Lakach Amar, Kibibnesh, Hemu Melach, Muhadim Lishmo, Baborke, Nasan Lahema Aretz, Penamar.
Right, Hashem is the master of the whole universe. Hakol Hashem Anichba, nonetheless, because of the Sarim, what I called the other day, the ozone layer.
Avod Gamusam. Bine Hashem and Nichbad Isparach Elokeo Lokim Bechot Varet, the Elokeo Arit Israel, Jehinach Lat Hashem, Vizehu Tam, Vize Achare Eloke Nechar Haaret, Nikar Haaret, Ki Elohos and Acharim, Beret Hashem, Ubinafazu, Vizehu Shemar,
Okay, so again, this is one of the Ben Sion, one of the most critical points, right? It's the same Maisa Veira and Chutz La'aretz, right? Because, you know, Nachrim are Nitzdava be'Avodah Zara, it's one of Shev Mitzvos B'nei Noach, right? And yet, the consequences in Eretz Yisrael are so much more dramatic, right? Because that's the Makom HaMitzvos, that's where God's Hashra is so much more direct. So even though, of course, the mitzvah applies everywhere, right, the affront which is generated is so much greater, and that's why they became, the Kutim became the Gerei Arayos. So the Ramban is, again, explaining how Eretz Yisrael, being the place of Nachlas Hashem, of direct Hashgacha, means that the significance of mitzvos, you know, is completely different there. L'shitasa, with the fact that it was once, you know, prior to Matan Torah, the only makom of Taryag. Okay, let's go further. So this is a critical piece in the Ramban for two reasons, and this is really just of the essence. So number one, again, the Ramban says Eretz Yisrael is the Makom HaMitzvos, and therefore mitzvos and Chutz La'aretz lack that kiyum, they lack that dimension, but in a certain sense they become even more important, right? Because without them we cannot imagine the way back. Hatzivi Lach Tzionim. Second, the Ramban clearly defines the Sifrei in terms of why is it mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Shkula Kenegid Kol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. It's not, as again some polemicists would have it, you know, intrinsically about Eretz Yisrael, but it's this catalytic effect because Ikar Kol Mitzvos Yoshim Be'Aretz Hashem, because it impacts every other mitzvah. That's why you would say Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Shkula Kenegid Kol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. So it's not like Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, where you don't have to say because Talmud is maybe the Demaisa, right? That's one of the Deos, right? In that Gemara and Kiddushin, right? Talmud Gadol, Maisa Gadol, or the Chachamim say Talmud Gadol, the Talmud maybe the Demaisa. So that's a debate why Talmud Torah is really Keneged Kula. But you could say Talmud Torah is Keneged Kula because intrinsically it's more valuable than the other mitzvos, right? That's the entire perspective of Chaim Valazhin, in something you've heard from me many times. But the Ramban is saying, don't make a mistake of saying Yishev Eretz Yisrael is Kula Keneged Kula Mitzvah Shabbat Torah because it's intrinsically more important. No, it's catalytically more important because it potentiates the fullest Kiyum in all of the other mitzvos of the Torah. So, of course, the Ramban was advocating in the strongest possible terms actually living in Eretz Yisrael. But again, the entire basis, the rationale, the underlying conceptual foundation of that is because there's an additional kiyum to all of the other mitzvos. And therefore, one should and must have a serious discussion, like Reb Chaim Cohen had, about, you know, what happens if it's not going to facilitate guarding the other mitzvos in practice. That becomes a relevant discussion, even Lashitas HaRamban. And again, the biographical point here remains relevant, right? The Ramban ended up in Eretz Yisrael fulfilling a life dream, but in a very circuitous route. Ephraim, just to remind us, the Ramban spent the overwhelming majority of his life leading the Jewish community from where?
In Barcelona, no?
Yes, of course, right? And do you think that the Ramban somehow was doing that, you know, because, you know, it didn't occur to him, these ideas, you know, until, you know, the late 1260s?
No.
No, he obviously made a calculation about what it meant, you know, b'chol anivus, but to understand that einei cholelecha yisaberun, that the entire Jewish community, you know, was looking to the Ramban in a hostile environment to the church, and needed him as their magain, literally, nothing less than that. And so, of course, he calibrated his perspective about Yishev Eretz Yisrael, Nachlas Hashem, which he believed in every fiber of his being, and knowing that his tefillin and his mezuzah and his Shabbos, you know, would have been qualitatively improved in Eretz Yisrael, but he had to weigh that against his responsibilities. And I'm not saying that everybody has a responsibility to the Ramban, obviously, but you have to ask all of these questions, as the Ramban himself did, because, you know, Yishev Eretz Yisrael, Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvah Shabbat Torah, is really a reflection of the fact that it potentiates all the other mitzvahs of the Torah. And, right, one of the mitzvahs in the Ramban's own life that he would not have been able to do from Israel is to lead the Jewish community in Spain. I think we could all agree to that, right? He would not have been able to, you know, provide the magnificent Torah leadership that he provided and that he catalyzed, because it didn't stop with him, right? But you have the Ra'ah, and you have the Rashba, you have the Ritva, you have the Ramban, you have Reb Chasdai Kreskes, you have Rabbeinu Bechaya. You know, right. He was the father of all of it in terms of Chachmei Sfarad. So, you know, the Ramban himself obviously was deeply sensitive to this point. Okay, so v'kachu b'tosefta avodah zarah. Let's just finish it off.
V'zuhi machshavas harishayim shahayu omrim le'yecheskel rabbeinu yecheskel eved shemachu rabo yeshua klum shenemar v'ola aruch echem hayolo
hayolo siya asher atem omrim
nihyeh kigoyim kemishpachos ha'adama
Right, because she was the second one. Ishalach usalus ikach litzvar legalos ervasal lebechaya. Also, this week's parasha. Nisabim binyanim kodem ba'am bishchem. Right, that he never violated the iser of bias achos isha in Eretz Yisrael, right? Because again, Eretz Yisrael was the makom hamitzvos prior to Matan Torah. V'amar Navi.
V'amar Navi. Mishalamti Rishona, Mishana Abun Mishna Mishana Abunam Katastam Afilam, Sarti, Binivlash Hutehem, Mishabosehem, Malu as Naklasi, Venyanazem, who become with Rabin Biksubim, Vithiran Miforash Behem, Akhar Shibakafti, Bo Enach.
Okay, very good. So this is just the critical. A critical makor in the Ramban, where he brings the Ramban in Toldos, and here, and the Ramban in Sefer Dvarim, all very much together. So again, just to put this, a fine point on this idea of mitzvos, being, amplified in Eretz Yisrael. So I just thought of bringing two examples. I know some of you have seen these with me before in different contexts, but it's good to remember them. So the Torah says, Ezra Sapowitz, this is from Sefer Dvarim, again from Parsha Shoftim.
Lo sasek bo re'acha, asher gavlu rishon b'nach l'oscha, asher tinchal ba'aretz, asher Hashem l'kech l'nuchin
l'chon. Right, so there's an Isser Gneva, there's an Isser Gzela, you're not allowed to steal things from other people surreptitiously. Gneva, right, pre-Giuliani, New York, Gzela. So the Rambam says the following: Hamasi gevul re'ehu,
v'hechnis mitchum chavero besoch tchumo afilu milo etzba im bechazka asa harezeg gazlan v'im hisig baseter harezeg gano v'im beretz Yisrael hisig hagvul harezeg over b'shnei lovin v'lav gneva v'lav gzela u'v'lav lo sasig.
Right, so again, it's like, we said for the Ramban and the Kutim, like, it's the same Ma'isa Avera, right? You're a thief, okay? You're either a thief, who we can at least partially respect because you're a Goslin and, it's not as if you're trying to, the Kavod Shamayim is no worse than the Kavod Abrios, or you're somebody that we have no respect for, you're a Ganef. So, but in Eretz Yisrael, a ma'isa gneva gzeira has nothing to do with mitzvos hatzlios ba'aretz, is categorically worse. Okay, it's a second iser daraisa benach lascha asher tinchal ba'aretz asher Hashem b'kecha no sein lach. That even the Rambam admits. And now the Ramban. This is kisei say now.
Yeah,
it's good to remind people.
Lo salin nevlasal aids ki kavortik brenu bayoma hu ki kilas elo him taloy velo sitameis ad mascha shera shem lo kecha nosin chod nachla.
Okay, so they're a ban. No surprise.
Velo titmas ad mascha al das avosenu inenu talam bilva ba bor shlo titmas ad mascha shem ken ye mutter bechut laret aval hu lav sheni behine ha milin ha taloy. Oh, afilu hames the aretz over b'shnei lovin v'ase, v'chut laretz v'ase v'lo sase echad. Shehu blama min ataloi ka'asher pirash.
See, again, the Ramban says there's a second issur daraisa in terms of halonas hames in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, it's not a mitzvah hatzluya ba'aretz in any sense of the term, and yet the Eretz Yisrael as the makom ha-mitzvos naturally amplifies, even these mitzvos, which have, again, nothing to do with Kedushas Haaretz, or Kedushas Trumo Maestros, Kedushas Shavias, etc. Okay, so now, just to bring everything full circle, let's take a look at the Sifrei that the Ramban cited. You'll see two very similar stories here, but I want to try to develop one of the very subtle differences between them, and then to come back to the notion of the affect or emotive drishatzion that we started with Rachel mevakal baneha, the longing of tzion for the Jewish people. As you see here, this is the bracha from the Birchas Hanisun in Ksubis that Ilan pointed out 2 days ago already. So tasis sagel hakara bekibutz baneha l'socha v'simcha. The idea that the return of Klal Yisrael would bring Simcha Kiviyachol to the land itself. So I want to touch on that in a minute, but let's first put the Sifrei onto the record. Okay, David Rabbani, go ahead. This is the Sifrei, the source of Mitzvos Yishev Eretz Yisrael Shkula Kenegi Kol Mitzvos Shabbat Torah, which the Ramban has already explained to us, is really a reflection of the concept of all of the other mitzvos being catalyzed there. Ikar kol ha-mitzvos, v'yoshvim ba'aretz. Okay.
Asab Rabbi Huda ben Matera, Rabbi Matya ben Cheresh, Rabbi Hananya ben Achi ben Achai, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yonatan Shahayu, Yotzim, Chutzal Arts, Vihigiu, Lefalton Vizachru, et Eretz Yisrael, Zachru Inem, Vizalgu, Demotem, Vikar Big Deem, Vikaru et Hamakom Hazah, Virashtem, Otavi Shaftem, Ushmartem, Lasot, et Kolchukim Haila.
So they have this beautiful reaction, start crying about leaving Eretz Yisrael. They make the statement, Amru Yeshivas Arisol Shkula Keneged Kol Mitzvot Sheba Torah. Okay? And similarly, Ma'aser Belazar Ben Shamua, right, one of the great Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Yochanan Asanler Shahayu Holchem Lenetzivim Eitzel Rabbi Huda ben Matera, Lil Mogni Mena Torah, Vihigu, Let's see Don. Zachu at Arishal, Zachu, my name is Zachu Dimotam, Vikar, became Vikaru at Tamikraz, Evi Rashtam, Otavi, Shaftam, Babushmarta, La Sot of Kohu, Kim, and I love at Tamish Batim, Amru, Shivat at Sishal, Shkula, Kenegat, Kolmet, Sotavatora, Khazruva, Laham, Larishal, Salik, Piska.
Okay, very good. So, what's the subtle difference between the two? Shimmy?
The first difference is that the second group recited Get HaMishpatim when they were citing the Pasuk. And the second one, difference is that it only actually says by the second group that they actually turned back.
Right, they couldn't, the bond was too strong, they returned to Eretz Yisrael. So there's another difference, though, that's really important. Yeah, they were overwhelmed by their emotions and they turned back. But Akiva, what's the difference in the case?
The reason they left Eretz Yisrael in the first place.
Exactly. So it's stated in the second case that wasn't that there wasn't a basis for so doing. What were they doing?
They're going to learn Torah.
Right. So Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel, right? Lomo Torah. They felt that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira had something very important to offer them, but they were overpowered, right, by emotive connection, which is, I think, a very important idea. And they, reevaluated and chazru lahem l'Eretz Yisrael. So again, even within the subtle difference between these two stories, you see an allusion, once you've learned the sugya, as you guys have so well, and broadly, that, it wasn't like these Tanoim, didn't understand that there was a technical, heter. But emotively, they just couldn't separate themselves. So I think what we really have tried to establish here is that there's a very profound emotional connection between Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael in both directions. Doreshein la michlal debaya drisha. And again, sos tasis sagel hakara, rachel mivakal baneha. But that emotional attachment is inseparable from, mitzvos, and the fact that Eretz Yisrael really is makom mitzvos, going back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the way that we're Dorish Tzion is by amplifying our own shmiras mitzvos, just like the Sifrei Hatzivi Lach Tzionim, the road back to Eretz Yisrael, is also by embracing mitzvos as best we can, we could have a little taste of Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutza La'aret. So what I want to point out is that for my aspiration for all of my Talmidim, as I said over the course of the last few days, is you can't be a serious Ovid Hashem without deeply, deeply contemplating the need for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in the actual sense of the term, but equally to calibrate that against, in each particular case, whether it's Kibud Av V'Em, whether it's Talmud Torah, whether it's Chinuch, whether it's, I don't think anybody is the Ramban, but you understand, communal responsibilities as well have to weigh into that. That's also part of the seriousness of being an Ovid Hashem. But Elu ve'elu, ve'elu ve'elu, right? No matter which side it comes down on, and that's, legitimate in all cases, as long as the Drisha ve'chakira was done, heitev, in an ongoing way. And again, sometimes there are different stages of life. Sometimes a person, like the Ramban, can retire to Eretz Yisrael. That's definitely an aspiration, for me. Something that I think about all the time. But no matter what your conclusion is, it's extremely important. It's extremely important that even if one is in Chutz La'aretz, like you have here in the Sifrei, Zalgu Einehem Dmaos, to always be sensitive to the fact that Ikar Kol HaMitzvos Be'eretz Yisrael, and to have that emotive connection. I can never get past this, right? It's Rachel Mevakal Baneha. She's crying, you know, for her children, and we're crying for Eretz Yisrael, right? Eretz Yisrael is crying for us, and we're crying for her. So that, you know, you have to live in life with tensions. And, you know, whatever one's political stripes, whatever one's, you know, is Eretz Yisrael, you know, one of the Taryag mitzvos, you know, wherever, whichever camp you're in. And again, we've advocated, I think, a more sophisticated conversation about that topic and not a polemicized one. But whatever your position is, this sense of Ki ratzu avadecha es avana ves afura yichonenu, that attachment is so foundational to the intangibles of what it means to be an Oved Hashem. Eretz Yisrael cries for us, right? Sos tasis v'sagel ha'kara b'kibbutz banel socha v'simcha. Shivat Zion is a historical experience. And, you know, if we can't be there, and legitimately can't be there, then we yearn, there's a tshuka, to be in the Nachalas Hashem, ki gershuna hayom yistapeach b'nachalas Hashem le'mor, Lech Avod Elohim Acherim. I'll just finish very briefly with a story that's a masorah in our family about this point. Chibas Eretz Yisrael that was perpetuated. So I mentioned to you last week, especially in the context of Yom HaShoah, my grandfather's grandfather, Rabbi Yechiel, who was the Rav again of the very, very small town of Dankara, in Latvia. It was a Talmud of the Netziv, it's a Talmud of Volozhin. So in the 1920s in the early part of the 1930s, you're still living and things were beginning to get worse and worse. So young people used to come and be miyaitz with him about going to Eretz Yisrael. Now he was he's a card-carrying member of the Agudas HaRabanim, and it was not their position to go to Eretz Yisrael because of the difficulty there, in terms of Shmiras HaMitzvos. It was run by people who weren't necessarily positively disposed, so it wasn't their position. So he would, my grandfather would always recall to me, because he witnessed this as a child, so when people would come to ask him, he would say out loud, you know, don't go, and then he would call them over quietly, and he would whisper to them with a smile, of course you should go. You know, that's the place to be, and you'll build it up, as a makom Shel Torah. But not only that, so my grandfather and his brothers, they used to go to a school. So there were two things of note that happened on their way to school. It was called the Torahim Derech Eretz, a name that I love very much. They actually learned all subjects in Hebrew, of all things, including chemistry. So my grandfather knew chemistry in Hebrew. So there were two major parts of the journey to school. First part was not getting beaten up. So that was always complicated because the locals were you know, hostile and violent and often drunk. And the second part was they used to pass a store that had maps. Eastern Europe is very, very cold. So my grandfather would always say that his brothers, they would always calculate the risk-reward benefit of stopping in front of the map store for a second, you know, because the drunks could catch up with them and then beat them up. But they loved to stop in front of the map store because posted onto the glass, you know, in the store. So there was a glass and there was map, like, you know, the way that you have in stores, you know, in the storefront. And there was mandatory Palestine, right? It was under the British mandate. And they used to say to each other, you know, there was the Jordan River, there was Mount Carmel, however you say these things in Latvian, right? And they would say, oh, the Jordan River, it's the deepest river in the world, it's the widest river in the world, and Mount Carmel, it's taller than Mount Everest, you know. And that, you know, they had never been there, and obviously no, you know, generations going back, they didn't know anybody who had ever, and it was like Hayinu Kecholmim, the idea that anybody could ever go to Eretz Yisrael, whoever, you know. That was not something that they imagined would happen. But the Chibas Eretz Yisrael, when the love of Israel never left Klal Yisrael. It was a masora of the Netziv. The Netziv once received a package of fruits from the early yeshuv. They sent it. The yeshuv was sustained basically off of tzedakah from Eastern European Jews who were so poor. I don't know how they gave any tzedakah. The Netziv got a package of fruits from Eretz Yisrael sent by boat basically, because of the the support that they were providing to the yeshuv in Eretz Yisrael. So the it's recorded by his nephew, the Torah Tamima, in Mekar Baruch, the biography of the Netziv, that the Netziv changed into Big Day Shabbos to receive the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Because again, that was the Masorah that we had from Eastern Europe. The Chibas Eretz Yisrael never left. So again, whatever a person decides, and a person should decide, uvacharta, you have to make a choice, b'shikul adas, in terms of family considerations, avodas Hashem considerations, chinuch considerations, tzarchei tzibor considerations, but whatever a person decides, it's an iser muchlat. You can never lose your sense of zalgoi noiseihem d'maos, of the emotive attachment to Eretz Yisrael. I haven't been in Eretz Yisrael in well over a decade. I don't know when the next time I'll be there is. But I remember the last time that I was there, which was in the context of the aftermath of my grandfather's Levaya. So I remember getting on the plane. I remember getting on the plane on the way back. Maybe some of you have had this experience more recently than I have. And this terrible feeling, it's a terrible feeling of leaving Eretz Yisrael. Ki gershuni hayom mistapeach benachlas Hashem, the knowledge that Iker kol hamitzos be'Eretz Yisrael. And again, there's a battle here between one's mind and one's heart. That's what you saw in the Sifrei, right? They knew what they were doing. They're going to learn Torah, right? Eitzel Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. They knew the Gemara that this is Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Lo mikol Adam zochalomot. And yet, a spiritual personality has a sense of attachment to, l'shichno sidra shuvas Hashem, to nachalas Hashem, to the fact that this is the makom hamitzos, where we can come as close as we can to, Hashem's shechina. And again, sometimes the head has to be machria a little bit over the heart, hopefully we don't have to choose. And the Jewish heart continues to yearn, which is why the Rambam, for all of his sophistication, in presenting this topic, and all of his nuance in presenting this topic, right, talks he doesn't have to. It's not a what you would expect to find in Mishnah Torah. But Menashkin kipe da'ako, and molichin meseim l'sham selumad miYaakov Avinu miYosef Hatzadik, because Chibas Eretz Yisrael is also part of the halachic persona. Okay.